Hi, I'm Edie, and it is super cold in Wisconsin. I guess all this cold weather and snow will make me even more joyful when spring arrives. I am a middle school reading specialist who lives with her three kids in the Northwest. No, I don't. In the Midwest. I don't live in the Northwest.
Too funny. Well, hi, I'm Leia. And if you knew me before I was 21, you know me as Leah. I respond to both. And I am a fifth grade teacher living in Beijing with my two teenage hooligans and hubby / boyfriend.
We're the two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
GiantHoodies.com and making a bliss list.
A bliss list. I like it. We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Cultivating joy.
We'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. Edie, what do you have for us this week? A tip or a trick?
I have a tip, Leia.
Oh.
This is for all of you wondering what would be the perfect gift for your teen or tween during the current unpleasantness. I have been a middle school teacher for the past 10 years plus. And kids and their hoodies, am I right?
Kids and their hoodies, they love them, right?
I discovered they love them. They just burrow into them and you're always yelling, take your hood off, you know, but they don't.
Hey, so just an aside.
So I stopped yelling it, wear your hood.
Okay, yeah, right. As an aside, did you know in Canada we call them kangaroo jackets?
No, kangaroo jackets.
Kangaroo jackets, because you put your, you know, you put your hands in the little pockets like a kangaroo.
Oh, well, not all hoodies have the kangaroo pocket, though.
Oh, well, then then they're not a kangaroo jacket. They're just a hoodie, I guess. Anyway, carry on.
Okay, back to GiantHoodies.com. If you go there, you will see giant hoodies. There's lots of different colors, and there's all these fun graphics that you can choose, graphics that are like a cat or like a smiling taco or phrases like, I'm cold. So I wanted one of these giant hoodies very badly, very badly.
Okay.
But it seemed like for me, it just signals that I have given up.
Yeah, you know, we need to wear fitted clothes.
I've given up.
Yeah.
So I called my sister-in-law and asked her, and she said, no, to the giant hoodie.
I'm glad.
So I'm thinking this is a tip for tweens and teens and adults who have given up on fashion.
Okay, yes.
So I still might buy one for myself and wear it on the weekends when I don't have my kids.
Uh-huh.
And I'm definitely buying the taco one for Gus for his birthday.
Okay.
So, GiantHoodies.com. Check it out.
All
what
right.
What do you have for
like
us
it.
This week, Leia?
Okay. Well, my tip this week is about sparking joy, which is the theme of our episode. I'm going to encourage you. I know, right? I want you to create a bliss list. So I got this from the January episode of Health Magazine, which I sometimes read on my Flipster app, another tip. You can read magazines for free digitally if you belong to pretty much any public library. Remember that. So anyway, I've already done this and I've put it on my phone for quick reference. So what you do is you just write down all the people and the things that bring you joy. And you keep adding to it as you find more blissful people or places or things. And then when you're feeling down, you can check into your bliss list to help remind you of something you could do or someone you could contact to help you feel better. For example, my friend Kim is on my bliss list because I know she's usually going to say yes to having a cocktail with me on a non-work day evening. Like tonight, we went out.
Oh, Kim.
I know. We had, it's Friday here in Beijing, Friday evening, and we were already planning to go out together with our partners as well. But I said, what if we just, both of us went together right after work and our gentleman joined us a little bit later? And she was up for it. In fact.
Really? That's shocking.
Yes. In fact, Edie, I've just arrived back from my Friday evening shenanigans, and I'm podcasting now, a little bit tipsy.
Oh, no.
I know. So there you go.
I just rolled out of bed, so I'm drinking coffee. Well, I'm barely caffeinated, Leia.
Coffee for you, cocktails for me. Anyway, a bliss list, a perfect way to, you know, when you're feeling a little down, you can just click on your phone or write it down on paper or whatever, but something that you have handy and you can go, what can I do to cheer me up? And you can have a whole lot of choices right there at your fingertips.
Love it. A bliss list.
Yes.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, fire's burning. Draw nearer in the glowing, in the glowing. Come sing and be merry.
It's time for Campfire Chat. Leia, in Wisconsin, we have been in lockdown for almost 1 year. I have been cooped up with my children for almost 12 months, in case you didn't know what a year was. I need joy.
Yes.
Let's talk about different ways to spark joy in our lives.
Please.
And just so you know, I am fine if you want to spark joy with sweet potatoes.
I've already done that for today.
My first idea for a way to spark joy is to declutter and rearrange the furniture.
Okay.
So I find that my environment reflects my mood. If the house is neat and kind of clean, I can feel calm and like I can focus on my creative projects, like collaging and writing. So having a calm space to create in makes me joyful.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but after the holidays, I want to like throw everything into the dumpster and light it on fire. Fire.
I'll light it on fire. Well, you do have a lot of stuff at the best of times, Edie. So I can imagine that your full on holiday decorating makes you want to pare down a bit. You don't tell me you still have Christmas decorations up. No, right?
Oh, no.
And need I ask, did you decorate for Valentine's?
Well, of course I did, Leia. I had a red vintage tree in the front window, on it I hung vintage Valentine's, special Valentine's my kids wrote me, and like sweet pictures of my kids before they became...
Charlotte, we're podcasting.
Yeah. Sorry, the door is wide open.
Charlotte, stop talking and get the dog out of here, please. Charlotte's going to be on the podcast this week. I cannot believe that you had a Valentine's tree. Talk about sparking joy. That is fabulous. I just can't. Nobody does that. Only you. It's brilliant. We should all start doing it.
And the neighbors loved it. Joyce made a point of telling me how all her children were just thrilled with
it. Of course they were. It's brilliant.
Me.
Oh, you're the best. Okay. Well, we have recently celebrated Lunar New Year here in China. It's the year of the ox, and it is a time of elaborate lights and beautiful decorations, etc. It's like the Christmas of Asia and Thanksgiving all rolled up in one. But that's all done now, and things are just looking a bit tattery now for us, so...
Yes. Well, that's all, good and well, Leia, but back to me in my house.
Back to you. Over to you, Edie.
Over to Bully Edie.
Yeah.
My studio has gotten so out of hand that I can't even have artist dates with my friend Lena.
Oh.
It's seriously bad.
What, you're just so embarrassed?
No, it's there's no place to work. There's stuff everywhere. I can post a picture on the coop. Is no place to work.
Okay.
Because I just like start a project and I don't clean up.
Okay.
So what I need to do is I need to move my bookshelf from downstairs to upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And I need to move my writing desk from upstairs to downstairs. And I need to redo the walls, Leia.
Okay.
So I have a lot to do. And I know that all those changes in my environment will spark joy.
Well,
switch it up.
Yeah, switch it up. It sounds like you're getting yourself sorted. When you do it, post some pics.
I am.
Yeah, awesome. I think that sounds like your joy is just bubbling up, getting ready to go. So, well done. Well, here's something I did recently to spark joy. I did a little wardrobe refreshing with my friend Christine. Now, because, yeah, I know, and there are actually no actual COVID cases here in Beijing right now, and I know that just sounds absolutely unbelievable, but it's true. So we were actually able to go to a store and shop together. And so I'm going to insert a little bit of a conversation right now as she helped me do a little bit of a reinvention. Alrighty.
Okay, that is a better size, mm-hmm. for sure. Now we need to do our
French cuff.
Yeah, we need to pop the cuff. Always looks good.
Okay. This is Christine Bott taking me shopping for what are we doing? A makeover.
A make improvement. Not over. Okay. That implies that you need to be made over. You don't.
Okay.
Just make under.
Make slightly better.
Yeah. And then a little collar pop. So okay, this shirt definitely is a better size on you,
right?
For sure. It's still a baggier look, but I think with the French tuck or the belt idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here. You hold this while I French tuck, while I undo my pants.
It looks really, I love the collar pop.
I had no idea that cream would work for me.
It's a very specific cream. I don't know what you would call that cream, because it's my sweater cream is totally different.
Yeah, that's not the same.
There's a pink undertone to that cream.
That must be it.
And it makes your eyes pop.
Okay.
That size is way better.
Big in the back, but okay, so let's try it on.
Yeah, with the cool.
What do you call this, a trench coat?
It's like a doctor coat that you swish around in, and there's that monochromatic look that our friend Kay was telling us about.
Yes.
Now go up on your heels a little bit, just to
I'm
pretend.
I'm pretending I'm wearing heels because I'm not today.
Yeah. Yeah, this we've got to push in. It mustn't look like you're having a baby.
The collar.
Yeah.
Because as Christine says, I have a lovely waist.
Yes, you do. And so that's why I'm actually thinking that shirt belted is where it's going to be.
Uh-huh. Oh my goodness, Leia, that sounds so fun.
Yes.
I wish I was there shopping with you and Christine, buying clothes.
Yes. Of course you do. Well, here's the thing, Edie. As soon as I got home, I realized I didn't actually need to go shopping. Christine could have come to my house and we could have done a closet shop because honestly, I have clothes galore. So I took it upon myself to try on a whole bunch of combinations with what I already have. And Edie, I have a whole new wardrobe just from my closet. I could actually return those clothes that I bought with Christine.
Oh my goodness, return those clothes.
Well, no, I don't want to, but I could, but
okay,
I won't.
Well, keep those clothes.
Yeah.
Add them to your closet.
I'm going to. Well, so what about you and clothes? Do they bring you any joy? That's a funny question for me to ask because I know the answer, but...
Well, Leia, I don't know if you remember, but one of my goals this year is to not buy any new clothes.
Oh, right.
So I remember that?
Yes, I do.
So I am all for closet shopping, though I have just been shopping in like 1/10 of my closet,
uh-huh.
a black tunic and jeans. I would really like to shop in your closet. I think that's within my parameters of buying new clothes.
I wish you could come on over and do that. But spring is coming, so you can look into some other areas of your closet and cupboards. Well, I'm glad I did not write the goal of not buying anything new. I might just return the emerald palazzo pants. We'll see. But
those sound amazing. I think you should keep them.
I'm not sure yet. I'm not sold. I haven't worn them out in public yet. Anyway, spring is just around the corner, so spark some joy by shopping your closet and putting together some new outfits. I really recommend taking photos of yourself in the mirror when you have a combo that looks good so you can refer to them. I've just started doing this.
Ooh, another tip, Leia.
I know. So what's something else we can do to spark joy, Edie?
Well, I am going back to what my dad always says to do, which is to cultivate gratitude. Ooh. Because gratitude never gets old.
Nope.
You know, never.
Never.
So now that I am feeling, you know, I was going to say dumpy, but more down in the dumps.
Down in the dumps. That's
I am now writing 10 items on my gratitude list instead of 5.
Oh.
And it's super easy because there is so much to be grateful for every single day.
You know what? There really is. Even during this challenging time, there really is. I continue to keep a gratitude list as well. In fact, and as I'm falling asleep and when I'm waking up in the morning, I try to think of things I'm grateful for. But one of the things that I'm working on, or not working on, playing with to spark joy is letting people know that I'm grateful for them. So I'm not good enough. Like I think kind things all the time. Like I notice people, friends, strangers, students, colleagues, whatever. I notice things about them that I really appreciate, or so it might be something that they've done for me or that they're doing well. It also might be the way they look, something I enjoy. I, you know, that they've washed their hair. I don't know, but I notice you washed your hair. Well done. No, that's what people say to me. Why does your hair look so good, Leia? Because I finally
it's so full and fluffy.
Right, yeah, because I finally washed it. Anyway, no, I want to compliment other people more often. I want to acknowledge people and just, you know, just let people know I appreciate them and that they're seen.
Love it.
Yeah.
You know me, Leia, I'm all for some snail mail.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, well, actually, I have to bring you back in time.
Okay.
Let's do a flashback and remember our August challenge of writing snail mail?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Oh, I do. I just had so much fun writing all that snail mail.
With all the stickers?
All
well, my mom
stickers.
Did the challenge, and in August, she wrote 30 pieces of snail mail.
Uh-huh.
Wow. And she has never stopped.
Really?
She is like the Energizer Bunny, and she's sending out 30 cards a month, and my dad is begging her to stop because she's just buying cards and stamps.
Mary Lou, yes.
So,
well, I hope she's buying your cards.
I think
I hope she's buying your cards.
Well, no, I'm just giving her my cards. I had a bunch of cards that were poorly folded and I can't sell them, so I just gave those to her.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay. Well, that's really cool, though. So, and you've got a bunch of cards, right? Do you have some new cards in the Prairie Girl Greetings on Etsy, right?
Yeah, there's lots there. Though, Leia, I did sell out of your favorite card, the Treat Yourself card, and I have to order more.
Yes, you do. We love those cards. And every time I give one to someone, they love it so much. So, yay, good stuff. Okay, well, I have another tip that is not about snail mail, though keep that up. And I know a lot of our chicks and roosters do really well with that. But if you haven't tried it before, writing somebody a note, an authentic, beautiful note on some lovely stationery or a card is, and getting that in the mail, nothing beats it. So yes. What I like to do, I've started doing in the last year or so, is recording messages for myself. So, yeah. So the other week we talked about Mel Robbins and how she actually writes about in her 5-second rule book about recording something motivational for yourself that you actually record. So I like to listen to motivational speakers like Tony Robbins. I listen to Abraham Hicks, Wayne Dyer, things like that. And I know some of our church-going chicks and roosters also like to listen to sermons. So whatever sparks joy for you and helps you think your next best thought, get through the day, helps you feel happy, go for it, right? Whatever gives you no room for guilt. But I actually love to record things that, you know, that other people have written, but I do them in my voice, sort of like affirmative things.
Oh, you do really have a lovely voice.
Maybe it's my voice. But I do like to listen to myself saying lovely things that are quotes that I have. So sometimes in the morning, I'll listen to myself saying things from other, that doesn't even make sense, but I'll listen to myself. I don't know how to say that. I think I'm drunk, Edie.
I listen to myself every morning.
Yes, well, I also find that music that you can happily play in the background of your life, like a movie, it amps things up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. So, Edie, like for you, it's Bruce, right? And whenever I'm driving in the van with Edie, Bruce is blasting or Grateful Dead. But for me, it's more like a jazzy mix or, of course, your playlists on Spotify. I really enjoy your studio time while doing crosswords and drinking coffee in bed on Sunday morning. And even Dawn enjoyed it last weekend. So, yay. But
he did.
The only one he objected to was John Denver. What was John Denver singing? One of the Beatles songs, and he couldn't quite get behind
that. He's
saying
Let It Be. Let It Be. Didn't like that?
No, because only the Beatles should sing Let It Be, not John Denver.
Oh, well, I could like switch it out and have John Denver sing Rocky Mountain High or something.
No, you should just put the Beatles in and get rid of John Denver is Don's advice.
Well, I can't. I love John Denver.
Oh, okay. Well, that
sparks joy for me.
Fine.
You can just skip that.
Okay.
Those are such good joy sparkers, Leia. Mm-hmm. So I created a Sparking Joy playlist on Spotify. And I will post the link on the coop. So I am not sure if it will spark joy for you or for Don, but let me know what you think.
I sure will. Okay. It's time for the Chit Chat Challenge of the week.
So we talked about ways to vacation at home. And Leia, my dad texted me and said to bring the kids to his house because him and mom are fully vaccinated.
Oh, yay.
And he said we could eat junk food buffet and watch Emily in Paris.
No.
Can you even imagine that happening?
Ooh, that's dangerous. Your dad should not be watching Emily in Paris with your children. Just saying.
I don't think he was listening carefully to my, you know, dislike of Emily in Paris.
That would be just a bad mix. But watching something and eating junk food. Yes.
We can watch Paddington 2. Okay. That's our favorite go-to movie.
Good. Do that.
So, Leia, are you still floating around your imaginary lake?
Oh, I've had such a bad week of sleep this week, Edie. Just shocking. And maybe it's because I have not been going to my imaginary lake. I need to get back to it. So tonight's my night.
Yes.
Going back to the lake with the cabin and imagining myself there.
Remember, don't bring your family.
I will go there
alone. Your imaginary lake.
I will go there alone and float on my raft, all wrapped in my blankets, looking at the stars.
Love it.
Yes. So this week, the challenge is to spark some joy. Doesn't matter if it's a sprinkle of joy or a full-on joy bomb.
Leia, I am going to focus on freshening up my studio space.
Ooh.
So, because I want to feel inspired and joyful when I'm in the space and not all sad and moody that my space is so messy and I can't create in it.
Yeah.
Plus, I ordered myself a sewing machine for my birthday.
No.
And I need to find... I did, because I want to sew paper.
Do you know how to sew?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
No. But this is like a sewing machine for children. So hopefully, I don't know. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Okay.
So I am planning on sewing paper and listening to my two Chit Chat Chick Spark Joy playlist on Spotify. What are you going to do?
I love that. Okay, well, I'm going to focus on being a joy magnet for others by complimenting and acknowledging folks, especially ones that I usually overlook, because I know what a difference it can make to be thanked for your hard work or even to be complimented on your, I don't know, your face mask.
So true. So true.
Right.
I've been getting lots of compliments on my face masks. I think I'll make that a tip or a trick.
Okay, good one. All right, so that's it for the two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for Giant Hoodies, our blogs, and my Prairie Girl Greeting Store.
Yes, and remember that you can join us at the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook. We always post our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week there, along with lots of extra content.
And there is a lot of great interaction there.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful, vibrant community of chicks and roosters. We love the ongoing chit-chat that happens between all of you, our listeners, and it's a great big group of friends.
Yes, it is. We'd really appreciate your reviews and positive comments on iTunes. Gets us even more listens and helps us to build our empire.
Yes, our empire. Yeah. Shout out to you and Charlotte for editing the podcasts and for making everything sound so good.
Well, it could be tricky this week. There's dogs barking and I don't know. There's just all kinds of stuff. Charlotte shouting. Doesn't matter. Love to you all. Thank you for listening and sharing with your friends.
Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.